90篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalms 90.
十四节。
Verse 14.
诗篇九十篇的十四节。
Psalms chapter 90, verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Verse 14. Satisfy us in the morning with thy steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
我们仔细看这一节圣经节，这是摩西第三个心愿。
If you were to read this, you would understand that this is the third wish of Moses.
那在这一节圣经节里面讲三件事情。
In this one short verse, tells us three things.
第一个是爱。
First is love.
第二个是饱足。
Second is satisfy.
第三个是喜乐。
Third is rejoice.
那这个三个互相有关系的。
All these three ties together.
哦，如果没有满足，人怎么会喜乐呢
？Without satisfaction, how can you be happy?
那没有，如果没有爱，人怎么会满足呢
？Without love, how can you be satisfied?
哦，因为人是肉体跟心灵构成的。
Because humans are made of flesh and spirit.
所以肉体有肉体的需要。
When you're in flesh, you have your physical needs.
但是肉体的需要就是物质。
Your physical needs are of material.
那我们的心又需要什么
？What does our heart desire？
我们的心需要被爱。
Our heart desires to be loved。
啊，我们希望去爱人。
We want to love others。
啊，如果一个人活着感觉没有人爱，他也没有一个人可以爱，那是很可怜的。
If a person living does not love anybody, nor is he loved, then he is a pathetic person。
因为这个心是空虚的。
Because in his heart it is empty。
那在这种没有人爱也没有办法爱任何一个人，在这个环境成长哦，好像一棵树哦，营养不良。
If you have no love and you don't love others, others do not love you, then you're likened to a tree, growing in a very harsh environment.
这会造成很多的问题。
This will create several problems.
几年前在美国一个城市发生一个华人高中生在谋杀他另外一个同学。
A few years ago, in one of the U.S. cities, there was a high school student who murdered another of his classmates.
那大家就很好奇啊，到底这个小孩子从什么家庭长大的
？Everyone was curious to the background of this teen.
后来才发现哦，他父母亲在社会很有成就。
Later on, they found out that his parents are pretty well off in society.
哦，在他母亲是一个很很出名的小儿科医生。
His mother is a famous pediatrician.
赚很多的钱。
Earn a lot of money.
但是他把小孩子放在美国。
But the child was placed in the United States.
那父母在他的故乡赚钱。
And the parents were in the homeland making money.
那小孩子住在最好的房子，在住在最好的区域里面。
The teen was living in a good home, in a good house, in a good neighborhood.
开最好的车子。
Driving the best car.
那钞票口袋里面很多很多的一百块的美钞。
And his pockets are full of $100 bills.
但是心灵很空虚。
But he is empty in his heart.
所以心灵很空虚啊，就找朋友来喝酒。
And when he feels lonely, he will gather his friends and they will have drinks.
那开始放纵，到最后就谋杀了一个同学。
They will indulge themselves and ended up with murder.
那以后他被抓到以后啊，最痛苦当然是他本人，还有他的父母。
And after he was arrested, the one who felt the most pain would have been himself and also his parents.
他的父母为了让他有更高的物质生活水准，忽略了一件事情。
When his parents took care of his physical needs, they have overlooked one thing.
就是孩子需要被爱。
That is, the child needs to be loved.
但这个父母以为很多物质上的补偿就可以来弥补小孩子心灵的需要，这是不对的。
The parents thought that by giving their child physical things, it could compensate for not giving him love. That is wrong.
现在为什么很多的青少年发生问题
？Why is it there so many problems with the teenagers today？
因为没有被爱。
Because they have not been loved.
在一个破碎的家庭长大。
They grew up in a dysfunctional family.
得不到满足，然后就往外找刺激。
They cannot be satisfied, therefore they look for excitement somewhere else.
我们大概还记得几年前有一个美国的青年在新加坡被打屁股。
If you were to remember, a few years back, there was a U.S. teenager who was whipped in Singapore.
因为他去涂鸦鸦，到处去涂。
Because he was drawing graffitis all over.
哦，那后来被抓到了。
When he was arrested,
叫新加坡判刑的打屁股七下。
The Singaporean judge sentenced him to be whipped 7 times.
那很厉害，一打下去啊，你这3天不会走路了。
And one whip will cause him to be bedridden for 3 days.
那后来美国总统干预了，结果减少3下，大概打4下。
When the U.S. president interfered in this matter, the sentencing was lessened to 4 whips.
那大家也忽略了一个背景，说他是什么家庭长大的。
Everyone overlooked his background.
他是在一个离婚的家庭长大。
He grew up in a single parent family.
所以他是一个没有爱的环境长大。
He grew up in an environment without love.
那他的心灵很空虚啊。
There was emptiness in his heart.
在家里也没有温暖啊。
There is no warmth in the family.
就到外面去就交一些朋友。
So he would go out and make some friends.
去涂鸦鸦被抓到。
And started drawing graffitis all over and was arrested.
所以一个不正常的婚姻呢，最可怜的是下一代。
So an abnormal marriage ends up with abnormal next generation.
因为有的缺乏父爱，有的缺乏母爱，有的连父母的爱都没有。
Because some lack the love of a mother, some lack the love of a father, and some lack the love of both parents.
因为得不到满足。
Because they cannot be satisfied.
那如果我们看了这个很多的统计数字里面
，If you were to look at the statistics，
这个青少年呢、最容易搞男女关系、这个婚前关系的是什么样的小孩子
？What kind of young people often commit sexual immoralities？
绝大部分的孩子
from dysfunctional families，
就是父母不在。
Some are missing fathers, some are missing mothers, some are missing both parents。
所以他从小渴慕被爱。
So ever since young, they desire to be loved.
心灵有一个空洞，没有办法被弥补。
There is an emptiness in their heart that cannot be compensated.
那到青少年，你发现有一个异性喜欢他。
When as they grow up, they found that there was a person of the opposite sex who were interested in.
那能够满足他从小那种没有满足的心。
And they can satisfy them with a love that they have always thirsted for.
一下就掉下去了。
So that's how they fell.
一下就发生了关系。
That's how they commit sexual immorality.
但是在一个很正常的家庭长大。
However, if you were to grow up in a normal family.
所谓很正常的家庭，不只是说有父母在住在一起。
A normal family does not consist of only both parents.
而且这个父母真的是很爱自己的孩子。
Rather, the parents also love the children.
而且在家庭里面很温暖。
And there is warmth to be found in the family.
这种小孩子一般比较不会发生婚前的关系。
And children growing up in this kind of family usually do not commit sexual immorality.
所以有时候在教会看起来也是差不多。
Sometimes the church will see almost same thing.
有很少的 case 啊，这个男女发生婚前的关系。
There are rare cases where you have young people in the church committing sexual immorality.
仔细看，家庭都有问题。
If you were to take a closer look at them, usually have some problems at the family.
所以要让我们的下一代有一个很快乐、很满足的童年。这个是很重要一件事情。
It is important that we make sure our next generation has a very happy and satisfied childhood.
但是很多父母把这个方向搞错了。
But many parents have turned away from this direction.
所以很这个玩具啦、电动玩具、很多的娱乐设施不一定是这样。
What is meant by having a good and happy, warm family?
或者大家在一起能够感觉到很亲近，能够彼此关心、互相扶持、彼此安慰。
Rather, you are there for each other to comfort each other, to care for each other.
那甚至有时候我们在接触的人群当中，有时候你发现，这个人为什么怪怪的，个性怪怪的
？Sometimes when you meet a person, you might find a person acts very strangely.
但你发现他的成长环境有问题。
You will then find out that it is his background.
有的是没有父亲的爱，有的是没有母亲的爱。
Some of them are lacking the love of a father or the love of a mother.
那在这个环境长大，有时候这个心灵上没有平衡。
And growing up in this kind of environment, sometimes they cannot balance their emotions.
那他长大了，长得好像一棵树已经定型了。
When the person has grown up like a tree that has been fully grown.
所以有时候这个个性古怪变成没有办法一生都是这样。
Then you cannot change the personality or character because that's the way it is.
那一直等到他找到了主耶稣。
It's only till the point where they found the Lord Jesus.
这个人才可以真正改变。
Then this person can change for the better.
为什么
？Why？
因为如果一个人缺乏父母的爱
，Because if a person lacks the love of a parent，
有时候你一生没有办法弥补的。
Sometimes you cannot compensate this throughout their life.
为什么？
Why?
因为有的父母已经离世了。
Because some of the parents may have passed away.
你哪里去找父母？
So where are you going to find a parent for them?
那有的父母虽然还在。
Some parents may still be living.
他忙于追求他自己的理想。
But they are busy pursuing after their own ambition.
他追求他自己的成就。
They are busy pursuing for their own achievements.
他已经没有时间跟精力来爱自己的孩子。
There is no time, nor is there any energy for them to love their children.
有的更糟糕，就是他根本就不爱自己的孩子。
And some are even worse, they don't even love their own child.
所以这个在一个没有温暖爱的家庭长大，这个小孩子有时候一生个性没有办法变。
Therefore, sometimes you will find that a child growing up in a dysfunctional family will not be able to change the personalities or characters.
所以有的人说，结婚的对象如果他的成长环境、他的家庭比较幸福，一般结婚起来会比较幸福。这是有一点原因的。
There is some truth to the saying that if your spouse comes from a happy family, then your marriage is probably going to be a happy one.
因为他比较平衡的环境长大，个性比较好。
Because as your spouse grows up in a very balanced environment, his personality is often quite good.
但是这并不等于说，如果我们没有在很温暖、很有爱的家庭长大，我们的婚姻就不能够幸福。
On the other hand, it does not mean that if your spouse did not grow up from a normal family, then your marriage is going to be in trouble.
因为我们进到主耶稣里面了，旧事已过，一切都变成新的。
Because as we have come to the Lord Jesus, everything has changed. Everything is a new beginning.
在哥林多后书里面告诉我们
，In Second Corinthians it tells us,
若有人在基督里
，If there is someone in Christ,
我们看哥林多后书第五章
，Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 5,
十七节
，Verse 17.
哥林多后书第五章十七节
，Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
这里讲旧事已过，都变成新的。
It says the old has passed away, the new has come.
所以我们信耶稣以后，不能把过去当借口。
So after we believe in Christ, we cannot use our past as an excuse.
你怎么自己常常发脾气？
Why do you always lose your temper?
我从小父母就不爱我，我就是这样长大。
Because I never had the love of my parents, this is how I grew up.
这个不能当借口啊。
This is not an excuse.
为什么？
Why?
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Because if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
主耶稣要变化更新你的个性。
The Lord Jesus is going to change your personality.
让你变成新造的人。
He's going to make you into a new being.
那旧事已过，一切都变成新的。
So the old has passed away and everything has become new.
那怎么在主耶稣里面变成新造的人？
How do we become a new creation in Christ?
我今天不是信耶稣而受洗的吗？
Have I not believed in Jesus? Have I not been baptized?
为什么我的个性不能变呢？
Why can't I change my personality?
那这个就是在基督里是什么意思？
What does it mean to be in Christ?
那在基督里最表面的解释就是受洗，归入基督，就是在基督里面。
The simplest answer for that is that you have been baptized into Christ and therefore you are in Christ.
但是这还有更深的意思。
But there is a more profound meaning.
这个在基督里面就是你整个人已经活在基督的爱里面。
Being in Christ can also mean that you are living in the love of Christ.
也让基督的爱充满在你里面。
And the love of Christ has filled you.
那你就是新的，新造的人。
You are now a new being.
所以对这个没有爱成长的人在耶稣里面有一个盼望。
So for those who have not grown up with love, they often have a hope.
主的爱是何等的长阔高深。
The love of Christ is long and deep and broad.
是超过人所能够测度的。
It is surpass all measurements of men.
如果这个爱充满在我们里面，
If this love were to fill us,
个性过去了，那个是旧的，过去了。
Your old personality has passed away.
过来是新的。
And the new has come.
是被神的爱所充满的个性。
And you have been filled with the love of God.
所以很多问题哦，包括人世间的辅导学、心理学没有办法解决，在主耶稣里面才有办法解决。
There are many problems that cannot be solved through through philosophy and all the other psychology courses, but only in Christ can you solve these problems.
因为社会上的辅导学里面没有办法谈到生命的改变。
Because in psychology or counseling, there is no method to change a person.
没有神的能力，没有神的爱，生命怎么改变？
If there is no love of God, no power of God, how do you change life?
那很多的问题就是因为生命没有改变，所以问题一直跑出来。
And many of the problems exist because life cannot be changed.
那我们再从正面来看。
If you're to look at this from a positive side,
我们今年已经信耶稣了。
Today we are believers of Christ.
我们要竭力进到主的里面。
We must strive hard to enter into Christ.
也让主进到我们里面。
And we also strive hard to let God come into us.
那我们就是新造的人了。
And then we are new creation.
好，所以诗篇九十篇，我们再回到十四节。
Let's turn back to Psalms 90, chapter 14.
九十篇的十四节。
Psalms 90, verse 14.
求你使我们早早饱得你的慈爱。
Satisfy us in the morning with thy steadfast love.
这里说啊，用神坚定不移的爱来满足我们。
Here it says that we shall be satisfied with God's steadfast love.
可见一个人如果一生要喜乐啊，要有神的爱在满足他。
In order for a person to feel glad and joy all his life, he must have the love of God to satisfy him.
我们在世界上讲究的是快乐。
In this world, we want to be happy.
但是圣经里面讲究是喜乐。
However, the Bible tells us that we should be rejoicing.
这两个不太一样。
There is a difference.
快乐是讲，大部分是指一种欲望、感官的满足。
Happiness is a kind of satisfaction to your senses.
但是喜乐比较指的是心灵上的满足。
Joy, on the other hand, is more of a satisfaction to your spirit.
所以这个快乐常常是指着有条件的。
So happiness often carries with it some conditions.
所以小孩子如果放假，你要给他钱啊，他要去买快乐。
So when a child is on vacation, you have to give the child some money so that he can buy happiness.
他到外面里面去啊，去哪里玩，去哪里旅行。
He may use that money to find some entertainment or to travel.
有的去看电影。
Some goes to the movie theaters.
有的去买什么娱乐器材。
Some goes to buy some entertainment devices.
这个是快乐。
That is happiness.
但是这个是有条件的，你没有钱，你没有那个环境，有时候你没有那个快乐。
This happiness has some conditions. You must have the money and you must have that environment.
而且环境一改变，快乐会改变。
And as the environment changes, your happiness changes too.
而且有时候你身体的情况改变，你快乐也会改变。
Sometimes if your health suffers, then your happiness suffers too.
好，那圣经里面强调是喜乐。
The Bible tells us that we must rejoice.
叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
That we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
这个一生一世就是从小一直到年纪大。
All our days means from the moment we were young until the day we grow old.
有哪一个玩具从小可以玩到年纪大呢？
Is there any toy that you can play from the time you are young until the day you grow old?
没有吧。
No, none.
有哪一个地方你一直去从小去到年纪大呢？
Is there any place that you would want to visit from the time that you were young until the time you grow old?
没有。
None.
但是这里说一生一世从你小一直到年纪大你会很喜乐。
But here it says that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
那这个一生一世从你小一直到年纪大我们的环境不晓得变化多少。
And here it says all our days from the time that we were born until the time we die we may have gone through several different environments.
我们不晓得经历多少人生的很多的事件。
We may have experienced many things.
但是喜乐还是存在。
But joy still is with us.
所以这个喜乐就非常可贵了。
So this joy is very precious.
超越年纪。
It surpasses age.
超越环境。
It surpasses our environment.
那这个喜乐从哪里来？
Where did this joy come from?
这个喜乐就是从神来的。
This joy comes from God.
这个就是信神最宝贵的一个地方。
And this is one of the most precious reasons for believing God.
神是我们喜乐的来源。
God is a source of our joy.
我们先来看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
好，罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
十一节。
Verse 11.
罗马书第十节啊，第十一节啊，十一节。罗马书五章十一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 11。
不但如此，我们既然借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就要借着他以神为乐。
Not only so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received our reconciliation.
这里讲啊，第一个我们要借耶稣与神和好。
Here it says that we must reconcile through the Lord Jesus.
这是信仰的第一步。
This is the first step of our faith.
你要相信、悔改、受洗，叫你的罪得赦，就与神和好。
You must believe, repent, be baptized, so that your sins may be forgiven.
那信仰的第二步就是要以神为乐。
The second step is to rejoice in God.
那用一句话来讲，就是享受神啊。
And to put it simply, you must enjoy God.
所以有时候我们跟慕道朋友在谈道理啊。
Sometimes when we are discussing the truth with truth seekers,
有的当然就是能够了解，真的进入信仰里面觉得很享受。
Some of them may understand that to be able to believe in God, it is an enjoyment.
但是有的人一直觉得说，等我年纪大一点再来信主吧。
However, some insist that they would believe in the Lord only after when they have reached a certain age.
好像有一种感觉，信仰好像是一种捆绑。
To them, religion seems to be a chain that binds them.
是一种束缚，是一个担子。
It is a burden to them.
那为着进天国，所以你不得不要到年纪最大要离世以前，要来信个耶稣，你才可以上去啊。
And in order to get to heaven, you must believe in Jesus. So you would postpone believing in Jesus until you almost die.
那个是因为对信仰认识还不够深入。
The reason for that is because you don't know the religion well.
当我们信仰再深入的了解认识
，When we have a deeper understanding of our faith,
我们就会了解人生最大的享受就是神本身。
You understand that the greatest joy of life, or the greatest enjoyment of life, is God.
有神，你整个心都心满意足。
And with God, you will be satisfied.
没有神，你拥有一切还是空虚的。
Without God, even though you may own the world, but it is still nothing to you.
那这个神在满足我们，就是借着他的爱。
And God satisfies us through His love.
因此，我们活在这个世界上，怎么来感受神的爱，来体验神的爱，使我们能够常常很喜乐呢？这是一个很重要的课题。
One lesson we need to learn is how do we experience.The love of God, so that we can be satisfied.
我们看诗篇一百一十九篇六十四节。
Let's turn to Psalms 119, verse 64.
诗篇一百一十九篇六十四节。
Psalms 119, verse 64.
六十四节说：“主啊，你的慈爱遍满大地，求你将你的律例教训我。”
The earth, O Lord, is full of Thy steadfast love. Teach me Thy statutes.
这诗篇这样说。你的慈爱遍满大地。
The psalmist here says that the earth is full of your steadfast love.
神没有开声对我们讲过，我很爱你。
God never spoke to us personally that He loves us.
但是神用他的爱来创造这个大地。
But with His love, He has created the earth.
所以你怎么去喜乐呢？
So how do you rejoice?
在神的爱里面喜乐呢？
How do you rejoice in the love of God?
你要去看，然后去想，然后去感受。
You must look, you must think, you must feel.
我一直记得一个弟兄的见证。
I remember a testimony from a brother.
他的母亲到北美以后很想回台湾去。
And after his mother came to North America, she wanted to go back to Taiwan.
但是他回台湾以后因为风湿症就发作，就送到医院去。
And however, upon return to Taiwan, her rheumatism started, and so she has to go to the hospital.
那医院后来好了，出院马上上飞机又送到。
When she was discharged from the hospital, she bought a plane and came immediately back to North America.
后来她过了一段时间，她又很想回去啊。
And after some time had passed, she wanted to go back home again.
后来她孩子就买机票给她回去啊。
And so her children bought her a ticket and flew her home.
那这一次回去就没有发生问题。
And this time back, nothing happened.
因为她母亲还没有回去以前呢。
Prior to her to the mother returning,
这个小孩子把那个窗户全部都封死啊。
And her children had sealed off all the windows.
然后买了一部那个除湿机把那个湿度除掉，除湿机一直转了好几天呢。
And has bought her a dehumidifier and had it running for a few days.
所以里面很干燥。
So the house is very dry.
所以母亲回来住在里面，就风湿症就没有发作。
So when the mother returned from North America, went back home.Her rheumatism did not start.
那这个小孩子没有告诉他母亲说我很爱你。
This child never told mother that I love you.
但是那个母亲看到他买这个东西在那里转，那母亲就知道这个小孩子很爱我。
But the mother can feel the love of a child because the child has bought her a dehumidifier and had it running for a few days to keep the house dry.
所以有时候爱是要用去观察、去感受、去思想这样来的。
Sometimes you need to observe, to think, and to experience love.
我们有一个年长的工人住到医院。
We have an elderly worker who lived in who was in a hospital.
那有一个教会宗教教育系联名就签一个慰问卡。
And the religious education department decided to send him a card, a get well card.
那个慰问卡也没有说我很爱你。
On the card, it never had the words "We love you."
但那个长者在医院里面看到慰问卡，非常感动。
But when the elder saw this card, he was very touched.
因为一张的慰问卡代表这些年轻人对他的爱。
Because this card showed him the love of the youth for him.
好，所以今天我们要试着去感受神的爱。
Today we must experience the love of God.
啊，从我们周围所发生的事情去感受。
From the things that happen around us, we must feel the love of God.
我搬到美国东部六年了。
I have moved to the East Coast of U.S. for 6 years.
很多人就问我说：“西部好还是东部好？”
A lot of people ask me, "Is it better on the East Coast or the West Coast?"
都想要比较一下吧。
And they want to know, they want to have a comparison.
但是我觉得神所安排每一个环境，你都可以去感受神的爱。
But I believe that in every environment that God put me in, I can feel His love.
让我感受最深的这个是秋天的漂亮。
And what moved me the most was the scenery of fall.
那个枫叶的变化真的是漂亮。
You can see the maple leaves turning red.
那冬天下雪也很漂亮。
And the winter, everything is covered with snow. It's beautiful.
细绵绵，好像棉花一直飘下来。
And the snowflakes fall down, likened to cotton.
那有时候黑色的树枝盖着一个白雪，真的很漂亮。
And sometimes you see a black branch being covered with white snow. It's very beautiful.
那冬天很冷啊，会变成冰。
And as the weather changes for the worse, your snow turns to ice.
然后太阳一照会发光，好像水晶一样。
And when the sun comes out, shining onto these eyes, it's likened to crystals.
啊，你真的会感叹到神是最有创意的神。
You will find that God is very creative.
那神创造这些要做什么？
What is the purpose of creating all this?
就是要让我们欣赏。
It's for us to appreciate.
这个就是他的爱。
That is His love.
所以有时候你不必挂什么图案，有时候你看到神创造这个很漂亮的风景，这个就是神的爱。
Sometimes you don't need to draw a picture. You can see the love of God from the natural sceneries.
因此，有的人旅行啊，好像在赶马一样，到处走，照完相就回来了，表示我去过哪个地方。
Some people when they travel, they always seem to be in a rush, going from place to place, just to take pictures to show that they have been to the place.
但是如果你能够安静下来。
But however, if you can calm yourself down,
用心去欣赏，
use your mind, your heart to appreciate,
来感受神创造的伟大，
to feel the almightiness of God through His creation,
来感受神创造的美，
to feel the beauty through God's creation.
我们内心真的充满着感谢。
In your heart, you should be filled with thanks.
神原来这么爱我们。
You should feel that God loves you so much.
那我们就很喜乐。
Then this will bring you joy.
所以我们很喜乐不一定说你去过哪个地方。
Joy does not mean that you have been to certain places.
而是我们对神爱有更深一刻的感受。
Rather, you have a deeper understanding of God's love.
我们看诗篇的三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 34.
诗篇的三十四篇。
Psalms 34.
第八节。
Verse 8.
诗篇三十四篇的第八节。
Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy is the man who takes refuge in Him.
这里说，你们要尝尝主的滋味，便知道他是美善的。
Here it says, O taste and see that the Lord is good.
尝尝主的滋味，那主的滋味是什么？
To taste the Lord, how does the Lord taste?
就是爱的滋味。
It is the taste of love.
所以在最困难的时候，你试着去交托神，你试着去祷告神，看神怎么来带领。
In your most difficult hour, you should kneel down and pray to God and wait and see how God will guide you.
我们人难免都会遇到困难。
As human beings, we often encounter problems.
但是困难不一定不好。
But it doesn't mean that all these problems are bad for us.
因为困难常常使你体验到神的爱的一个机会。
Because it is during times like these that you get to experience the love of God.
你看拉撒路生病后来死了。
Lazarus was ill and he died.
那对他家庭来，这是一个很大的困难。
And to his family, this has quite an impact.
但是主耶稣到他家里面。
But the Lord Jesus visited them.
拉撒路复活了。
Lazarus was resurrected.
你想想，拉撒路从死里复活，他两个姐姐那种喜乐，对神的爱那个感受是何等的深。
When Lazarus was raised from the dead, can you imagine the joy that his two sisters experienced?
所以他可以把最痛苦的时刻变成一个最喜乐的时刻。
Our Lord Jesus can turn a bitter hour into an hour of happiness.
那这个就是我们要去试着去品尝。
And this is something that we need to experience ourselves.
我们还记得彼得整夜在打鱼。
If you remember, Peter once fished all night.
打不到鱼啊。
He couldn't catch anything.
又疲倦。
He was tired.
又灰心。
He was disappointed.
哦，但是船又是空的。
However, his boat is still empty.
我们是不是有这种经验呢？
Have we ever experienced something similar?
你很努力去经营事业。
You worked very hard, to look after your, to manage your business.
或者你的履历表一直寄。
Or perhaps you keep sending your resumes.
但是什么都没有回应。
But no replies.
哦，不是很忧虑吗？
Don't you feel discouraged?
有时候很失望吗？
Don't you feel disappointed?
但是在那个时候，常常是我们体验神恩典的时候。
However, it is at that time that you get to experience God.
哦，你试着去爱神。
Try to love God.
交托神。
And hand it over to God.
哦，把你的前途交给神。
Hand over your future to God.
那有一天呢，你看到神在带领的时候，你心里是多么的喜乐。
And one day when you see God guiding you, you will feel joy.
神是这么的信实。
And God is so steadfast.
当你忠心的面对他的爱他的信托他的时候，他就不叫你失望。
When you sincerely hand over your problems and you trust in God, He will not disappoint you.
所以我们每一次听信徒在见证。
Each time we hear testimonies from our members,
你发现他见证他很喜乐。
You will find that they are actually pretty happy when they bear testimonies.
因为在得神在数算神的恩典当中，他就再一次在感受神的爱。
Because as they count the blessings of God, they are once again experiencing the love of God.
那有时候我们也听了也很喜乐。
And when we as the listeners, we are also happy or rejoice.
所以我们的信仰啊，要多体验。
So you should experience your faith.
多体验神啊，你就会充满着喜乐。
Experience God, and you will be filled with satisfaction.
感觉神很爱我，那你对前面就不会怕。
And if you feel that God loves you, you will not be afraid of the future.
我们从过去走到现在。
From the past, we have traveled till now.
是靠着神这么多的恩典，我们走到现在。
It is through God's grace that we have come to this point.
那我们再看前面。
If we were to look ahead,
你不晓得要怎么变化。
You don't know what are the changes ahead of
you. 但是我们知道神对我们的爱没有改变。
But you know that God's love for you hasn't changed.
神的恩典没有改变。
God's grace hasn't changed.
所以我们看我们前面，我们就不会怕。
We will not be afraid when we look forward.
我们充满着喜乐。
We have joy.
所以需要有体验。
Therefore, we need to experience.
因此我们啊，对这个第二代的信仰遇到很多困难啊，要学习去体验神的恩典跟神的爱。
And when we see that our second generation is facing a lot of problems, we must let them experience the love of God.
第三个。
Point number three.
我们怎么去从神的爱得到满足呢？
How do we satisfy ourselves from the love of God?
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
And hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which has been given to us.
这里圣经是在讲患难中要喜乐。
Here it tells us that in times of trials we must rejoice.
然后提到神的爱。
And it also mentions God's love.
神的爱借着圣灵厚厚地浇灌在我们心里面。
God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which has been given to us.
我们要感受神的爱有一个很直接很有力量而且很有果效的方法。
There is a very effective way of experiencing God's love.
就是祷告被圣灵充满。
That is, your prayers has been, in your prayer, you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满就是被神充满。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit means you are filled with God.
那神就是爱。
And God is love.
所以我们在读这个《使徒行传》，会发现很奇妙。
When you're reading the book of Acts, you'll find something miraculous.
使徒行传呢，彼得一次证道，3000个人受感动。
And when Peter gave his sermon, 3,000 people were moved and received baptism.
受洗。
They were baptized.
很多人凡物共用，把自己的东西都拿出来。
And a lot of people decided to live a communal life. They would give up everything they owned.
已经没有私心了。
There is no such thing as selfishness.
那这个是怎么做到的呢？
How is this accomplished?
因为他们都被圣灵充满。
Each one of them were moved by the Holy Spirit.
被神的爱充满。
They were filled with the love of God.
那被神的爱充满就没有私心了。
And once you are filled with the love of God, there is no selfishness in you.
我们就会爱人，好像主耶稣爱我们这样。
We love our fellow human beings just like how God loves us.
所以《使徒行传》里面你看到一个很重要的特色，大家都很喜乐。
In the book of Acts, you'll find one very one fact, which is that everyone is filled with joy.
因为大家被神的爱充满，就很喜乐。
Because everyone is filled with the love of God, so everyone is rejoicing.
那我们被神充爱充满，我们也可以去爱人，别人会爱我们。
When we are filled with the love of God, we love others, and others love us.
那我们就很喜乐啊。
And then we all feel rejoicing.
教会就是一个大家庭啊。
The church is like a big family.
也犹大书里面说，我们要保守自己在神的爱中。
The book of Jude tells us that we should preserve ourselves in the love of God.
我们看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 15.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十五章十一节。
John chapter 15, verse 11.
我家这事对你们说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你的心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full.
这里说，我的喜乐要存在你心里。
It says, my joy be in you.
是主耶稣的喜乐。
This is the joy of Jesus.
那让我们的喜乐可以满足。
That your joy may be full.
那这个是主耶稣讲，我这一次对你们说是什么事情？
And Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, what do these things refer to?
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
你们若遵守我的命令，藏在我的爱里面，正如我遵守我的父的命令，藏在他的爱里面。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
就是要藏在神的爱里面。
You must abide in God's love.
喜乐就可以满足。
And you shall have your joy be full.
那藏在神的爱里面，就要遵守神的命令。
And to be abiding in God's love, you must keep His commandments.
就是圣经的话。
Which is the word of the Bible.
常常照着神的话去做。
If you're to do according to the word of God,
你会常常感觉到神的恩典，你会常常觉得神很爱我。
You will feel the grace of God. You will feel the love of God.
那我们就充满着喜乐了。
And then we will be filled with love.
所以这是可贵的。
And this is very precious.
值得我们来追求。
It's worthy for us to pursue after. Let us sing hymn.